We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Velma Sutherland. And Velma, you're from the Learning Center. The Learning Center located on the Galt Camp, but it's sort of separate in itself?
We are a separate school. We've got our own title, but we do work with Galt in partnership with a lot of things with our students, but we also have individual programs.
Okay, so you are with the Eastern Townships
Eastern Township School Board.
Okay, good.
I'm the principal of the Learning Center.
Okay, so Velma Sutherland, principal of the Learning Center. Tell us a little bit about the Learning Center. It's a little bit different from the normal curriculum of the school.
Yeah, we are officially categorized as an alternate school.
Okay.
We have a variety of different programs. What makes us unique is that students are in a group with a main teacher about 75% of the time.
Okay.
So they have a homeroom teacher that's with them about 75% of the time, and they're all on individual education plans.
Okay.
Yeah, we do have some, we have a range of students. We have some with very severe handicaps, different disabilities, and then we have other students who have just for different reasons fallen through the cracks in the regular school system and are usually about more than 2 years behind.
Okay.
Yeah, so we take the students and work with them, and where possible, if we find a strength, we will have them in a Galt course in that strength and try to eventually reintegrate them.
Okay.
And then we also have some specialized programs with the different pathways that the MELS has come up with now. They've got the semi-skilled pathway, which is a year-long program where a student can become specialized in a certain skill, and they'll get a certificate at the end.
Okay.
And it's a semi-skilled certificate.
Okay.
And once they get that certificate, they can either re-enter into the regular high school, or they might be able to get employment, and they're considered to be a high school graduate.
Okay.
With the new semi-skilled program.
Some of the students, a lot of them are there. They have some learning disabilities. For instance, autism, I guess, would be one. Dyslexia, major dyslexia.
Yeah, dyslexia.
Different things like that. So this is a center where the teachers can focus on those and help them to either overcome. Many of them, I guess, join the regular curriculum after a while, or if they can't, you help them to find their strength, because everybody has some strengths. So it's very positive. Now, the Hooked on School, we've been running a little PSA for that, Hooked on School, and it's everybody's business, and that is so true too. Hooked on School Days, staying in school, everybody's business. It's not just the business of the teachers and the principal, it's the business of the parents, of the fellow students, and of the community too. Every school is having some different projects for this Hooked on School, and tell us about what the Learning Center is doing.
Well, we've taken the Hooked on School theme and we've turned it into a fish sort of theme. So we're kind of celebrating education. We have a big mural that was put together by groups 1 and 2 with Madame Lassard, one of our teachers, and on it, it's a big fish theme with boats, and the kids are all writing reasons to stay in school and motivational things on fish.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're putting them up with their school of fish. We are doing a beach volleyball game against the students, which we want to show kids that being in school can be fun, you know, and those are some of the experiences that they'll remember are, you know, some of the time playing a game against the staff, sort of fun things. We also have some guest speakers coming in, students that have, you know, gone through the Learning Center and gone on and are quite successful now.
That's
so
wonderful.
We have them coming in to motivational speakers.
Good.
Yeah, and we're also going to be doing some activities around the Freedom Writer story, which is the story of a group of students where it was writing that got them engaged in school and worked for them.
Okay, great.
So it'll tie into a lot of,
lots of different activities and lots of different strengths, too. And I would imagine that working with the students in the Learning Center is very rewarding, too, when you see proof that they're doing better, that you find that aspect that they're good at, something that they're good at. And I imagine it's very rewarding.
It is rewarding, and we do have flexibility to come up with individual-type programs. This year we have this Look to the Mountain program that we've started, and we have a group of students that are in the pre-work training program, and they are doing all of their learning outside on the land, learning about science by, you know, building Quincy huts in the snow and measuring, you know, snowfall and the height of the river and different trips. And we've been working with that program, and we've seen a remarkable improvement in the children, because sometimes a lot of the students we have at the Learning Center are happy to be there and they can't wait. You know, some of them are allowed to be there till they're 22 with different codes. But we do have another group of students who have been pushed out of the regular school system.
Okay.
And they are not feeling so great about themselves, you know.
No.
And so we're really working hard with that particular group of students who just have not really fit into the regular four walls of a classroom.
Okay.
So we've tried to enlarge those four walls, and we have this outdoor experiential project-based learning program, and it's been going very well. You see those children outside the school on the kayaking trip we did and the bike trips and different things, and they're like changed kids. They are
exactly.
The leaders, they are happy, they are successful. You put them inside a regular classroom with a pen and a paper and they don't feel as good about themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's so important, feeling good about yourself too, their self-esteem, because we all have memories of school, and self-esteem does begin in our school day. The children that are picked last for the team or that may not excel academically, and this is a great place, the Learning Center. And I love your comment, enlarging the four walls. So it's kind of like coloring outside the lines and finding everybody's strengths. So that's wonderful.
Yeah, I always think of like one of my papers I had to write when I was working on my doctorate, which is all on high mm-hmm. school dropout. You know, they're one of the quotes I'd seen. It was like, you know, the Zen Buddhists say, and sometimes to train a bull, you need to enlarge the fences.
Okay, yeah, I love that.
You know, and I think about that with education, that, you know, for students to succeed, you need to enlarge the walls and take them beyond the classroom. And, you know, we're working on it. You know, unfortunately, there are financial constraints.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's everywhere these days. And, you know, we've been had some great partnerships developed through just needing to buy skis and needing to buy equipment for our look to the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sport Transaction. They've just been phenomenal in helping us. And so now we have, you know, a dozen bicycles, 20 sets of skis, snowshoes, skates.
That is wonderful.
And it's really exciting for the kids.
Yeah, because people may not think of it, but all that is education.
Yeah, and we also have, you know, a great music program that was started by John Chesney.
Okay.
We have J.F. Coley, who's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And the children have been winning in provincial competitions for some of the media video work they've been doing.
That's
so we're
wonderful.
Very fortunate. So whenever I see different grants and different pockets of money that I can apply for to work with the music program,
mm-hmm.
I will apply for that, because I think that, you know, music is another way for these students who
mm-hmm.
do not find success with just the regular pen and paper.
Exactly. Music touches everybody.
Yeah,
and
we've had a lot of success. And then lately this year we've been focusing in on our Group 2 teacher, Robin Monty, has been doing amazing cooking stuff with the children.
Great.
You know, they've been learning food safety. We've invested in a little more equipment for the kitchen. They're doing catering now. They just
mm-hmm.
made 4 dozen muffins for VOCED and healthy recipes, and it's the kids love it.
I think these kind of things should be incorporated in the regular school curriculum too.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
It's fun.
And,
it's fun.
So parents and the community, they can't just look at a student and say they have some learning problems, because no, there's help, and there's help in our community, and it's important that we think community too. And I know that the Learning Center, that you have a lot of different activities that people can participate in, and give a lot of different events coming up during the year too, and that's wonderful too. So definitely you have a lot of projects coming up for Hooked on School Days. Anything else you'd like to add, Velma?
Well, with the Hooked on School Days, a few other things we're doing. One of our student teachers will be making sushi.
Okay.
With a group of students.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just doing some cooking and a health awareness, and they're going to be making sushi, and that's kind of fun to do with the fish theme. And we also, on the Friday, the last day, we are doing, through our wellness program, we have an educational gym, and students will be going snowboarding, skiing. We also have students learning how to curl, snowshoe. We've been doing a lot of really exciting things in that department.
So many things, and the physical certainly affects the mental too of a person. Yeah.
Definitely, which is another thing I'm so excited about, is we are going to become a school-based Special Olympics school.
Really?
And we have a couple of students already involved. We have Jessica Howie and Sebastian Claude Poulet. They've been playing on... Sebastian plays basketball, and Jessica's been doing downhill skiing, and I believe maybe curling. I'm not... Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. But we're going to start a school-based program, and we've met with the coordinator from Montreal, and he's going to be coming, and we'll be starting with our first event March 11th.
That's very exciting, and so exciting for the students, and so positive, and you know.
And we have now on staff, we've got Matt Court, who's one of our teachers, who holds 11 world records in powerlifting. Wow. So we've started a neat powerlifting club for the Learning Center with the students, and that is one of the Special Olympic sports.
That's wonderful. And so many reasons to get involved.
So we want kids, you know, and that's for me, being hooked on school. You want kids to have something. Every child is different, and you want every child to have some little reason why they want to be in school, and everything else will fall in place. And it could be one person, a staff member, a sport, an activity. But I just really believe that the more variety we can offer, the more chance we have at finding something that will get a child hooked on school.
That's great. And have you had a lot of the students who have been at the Learning Center and gone on in life and come back? And
Yeah, they do. They come in all the time. And that's how I can, you know, just tell what a great staff I inherited from Mr. Gear, who retired last year, Stuart Gear, is, you know, when you see students coming back with their babies and, you know, with different things to show, and they're walking in, and, you know, they see Mrs. Hill, who's been there since the very beginning, and they're giving her a hug, and they're coming in to share their life. For me, you know, that's a huge success.
It tells a lot.
Because I don't remember going back to high school and hugging any of my teachers.
Oh, that was a long time ago for me, but school has changed, and I think it's so important for the community to be aware of that. If you're not, if you don't have a child going to school, your children are all growing up, often we don't think of what's going on in the schools, and it is everybody's business in the community to join together and see what's going on, see how we can help, because education is, you know, in my opinion, the most important thing in somebody's life.
And I've always believed, you know, it takes a whole community to raise a child.
Yes.
And, you know, in our case, you know, with a lot of, you know, so many of our students are in foster homes, or, you know, they've moved around quite a bit, and they need it more than anything, just a whole community to wrap around and make sure they experience success.
Exactly, and it's so easier for people to not be aware, because they live in that, you know, little nuclear family, not to see outside of that and get involved and see what's happening in our community.
And I appreciate you having me in here to speak about, you know, the Learning Center, because I think sometimes some people I talk to are really unaware that all of these things are going on, and we've been trying more to make people aware of just the variety of educational experiences that we are trying to provide to students.
And variety is great, because if you offer enough different things, you'll hit upon something for the majority of the students and make their life positive.
That's what we're really, really trying to do, you know. But it is, I mean, we have our days where, you know, I'd love it if, you know, $1 million check would fall out of the sky and I could buy a bus so I could take the kids out to, you know, to different experiences, hiking. What, you know, it'd be so nice to just have, you know, a vehicle right there with, you know, 8 canoes on the back and all of that. But, you know, we're starting small, and we're going to...
You're going up.
We're going to build it upwards. Exactly. And I've got an amazing staff. And I, you know, moving from out west and coming here last year, I've just, you know, the support I have within the school, and, you know, it's amazing. And the social aid technician, Darlene Kerr, I've never had anyone before in that position in the school I worked in. And it's, she's amazing.
Oh, she's wonderful.
You know, and she just carried the Olympic torch. And she went, she's worked with Mr. Mango, another teacher, and some students in group 8, and they've put a presentation together. And so far they've presented at Lennoxville Elementary, and they've presented at Sawyerville. And there's a great picture in the paper.
Great.
And it's a, you know, a great experience. And it also lets people know that our students, you know, our students are just normal kids who have just kind of slipped through the cracks, and but they're quite capable of being contributing members to society and in a very positive way. And that's great. I'm glad they're doing that.
Exactly. And the Learning Center, how long has the Learning Center been up and running?
I believe it's been about 19 years.
19 years.
Started very small. Mm-hmm. It started in Sherbrooke.
Okay.
In a little building. Mm-hmm. And I believe it moved to where the present day adult education center is.
Okay.
And you'll have to get Mrs. Hill in for an interview before she retires and she can give you the history.
Okay. I know that the Learning Center has a lot of fundraisers, and I think it's so important for the community to get involved in these, go out to these fundraisers and support them, because all the money goes back to the students, the different activities to buy, as you said, snowshoes and skis and help them with cooking, whatever. It all goes back to the students, which, you know, is the future of our community.
Yeah, no, the fundraisers are great. We have the basketball fundraiser. It will be the third mm-hmm. year that Russell Sangster mm-hmm. and Joan have put together, and that's phenomenal.
Yeah, they're great.
And with it allows mm-hmm. us too, for some of the children with some of the field trips, if they can't afford to, you know, we make sure mm-hmm. that every child is included.
And that's so important. Yeah.
And we subsidize the trips. And, you know, because the hands-on learning is so real for these students. We are going tomorrow. We'll be going to Jouvence, the camp at Orford.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll be taking the whole school for the day for our winter carnival. And they'll be doing broom ball, outdoor volleyball. There's a snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, a mm-hmm. little kind of a nature interpretation walk, all sorts of activities.
Oh, that
and
helps
with
so
that,
much.
We're subsidizing
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great.
The majority of
Good.
It through our fundraising.
Good, and definitely we need the community support so everybody can get involved in the community. It doesn't matter if you're 70 or 7 or...
Yeah. No, it's great, the community support that we
Good.
Have been receiving. Yes.
Good.
It's exciting. We've had like 3 canoes donated.
That's wonderful.
Yes, we've had lots of exciting stuff. So it's an exciting place to work.
Good. Are you looking for donations of sports equipment or...
Oh, definitely. Canoes, paddles, any kind of bicycles, even winter coats and proper winter boots, even with the snowshoes. I got all the snowshoes and thought, oh, great, we'll go snowshoeing, mm-hmm. but... Nowadays, winter boots mm-hmm. aren't a popular item among children.
Okay.
Yes, they mostly wear running shoes. So, you know, we were trying to get boots suitable for snowshoeing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been slowly collecting things. And
good.
Yes,
so a lot of people have 1 or 2 children. They outgrow these things.
Yes.
And that's a great place to...
And we have kids of all sizes. You know, we had one girl that was so tiny, she needed size 2 boots for cross-country skiing.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of my teachers, Mrs. Porter, actually went out and found a little pair of skis for her. Because when I bought all the skis, I didn't even think they came sort of in sizes. We went from, 5 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you have size 2, so we, any type of stuff. And winter, they'll be doing winter camping mm-hmm. and outside stuff with our Look to the Mountain. That any kind of good winter gear is very and would be very much appreciated.
Great.
And if you have an old canoe that's lying under mm-hmm. your balcony that you haven't used for years,
mm-hmm.
we'll pick it up.
That's great. The number of the school is?
Yeah, the number is 822-1385.
Okay, 822-1385, and it's in the 819 area code. Okay.
Or you can call GALT number, the GALT number, 5630770, and I am extension 275.
Okay, that's great. So give either the Learning Center or GALT a call if you have some sports equipment, different things like that to donate. Involved. That's what it's all about, getting involved.
Yeah, good. And it's very rewarding.
It is. It must be very rewarding. And worked with one of your students here, came in for about a year, and he was working with the CDs, and his computer skills were amazing. Sam Sangster?
Yes, Sam. Yeah. Yes. No, I just wanted to say Sam right now, he works with me on the mm-hmm. school website.
Okay.
He is amazing on computers. And Sam is actually going to the, they have a powerlifting competition with the Special Olympics.
Oh, really?
And we're hoping that he is going to participate next month.
Oh, good. Good. I didn't know he would be interested in that.
So. Oh, yes. He's amazing. Yeah. And he's so good on computers. Any questions I have, I'm like, Sam!
I know he
can build a website from scratch, and his knowledge
amazing.
Is
amazing.
Yeah, lovely
and he's
boy.
So focused, so mm-hmm. able to be focused.
Yeah, I did some fundraising to actually buy a bigger, fancier computer for him to be able to do more stuff.
Good.
And it came in the box, and I'm like, Sam, you unpack it.
Mm-hmm.
You set it up.
Oh, wow.
You're the expert. And I think it's important for kids to be hooked on school to see that the teachers are also having fun and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And one thing that's so special about the Learning Center, since I've arrived, I've had two teachers that are retired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're on the sub list now, and they're back almost all the time.
Well, not only the students get hooked on school, but the teachers do too.
Yeah,
and we
so
all
I
should
think
definitely.
That, you know, kids pick up on all of that.
Yeah, the energy is just wonderful. It's overwhelming, and that's what makes the difference.
Well, we've got some wonderful stuff. I'm so excited about the Special Olympics.
Exactly.
It's going to be so cool because they come and they set it all up and they bring mm-hmm. people and they mm-hmm. organize.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the sports are sports that we do have kids that would be interested. It would be my dream that every child mm-hmm. that was eligible found a sport that they could connect with within
Good.
The Special Olympics. And there's
Good.
A lot of support.
Good.
Because,
well,
you know, for a healthy mind, healthy body.
It all goes together.
Yeah.
It all goes together, definitely. So schools definitely have changed a lot and all for the better.
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to say before we go, Velma? Seems like you have a lot of projects on the go for this year alone, and you've done so much, and the teachers there, so much support, and that's just great, the Learning Center.
Yeah, no, it's... But, you know, I feel like we're still lots of places to go. And,
exactly.
You know, there's still lots to do. And that's one of the, you know, the stories we'll be sharing with the students next week is Oh, the Places You'll Go by Dr. Seuss.
Okay.
And it's a great
mm-hmm.
story.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I still feel like that about my life after being in education for 20 years, that there's still so much to do. And I think that's what helps you to move forward if you just stay a lifelong learner.
Exactly. Learning is so important.
And learn along with the students on different things.
Mm-hmm.
Like tomorrow I'll be learning how to play broomball.
So. First time playing broomball.
Yeah,
good,
there you go.
Good.
We'll be having lots of fun.
Well, definitely we need to look at that too. The teachers learn too, and you must learn so much by looking at your students. See where they started and where they're going, and it's an amazing place, the Learning Center. So definitely all the schools having different activities, definitely something for everybody out there, and definitely being hooked on school, something that we all can get involved in. Well, we thank you very much, Velma, and all the best in the future. And again, if somebody has some sports equipment, give the school a call, and definitely give yourself a great feeling of accomplishment there too, and help out the students. Thank you very much, Velma.
Thank you.